In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In light of the reality of the cross and Good Friday, it is important to ask what it is this day called Good Friday. What is good about this day? What is good about crucifixion? These questions leave us with a little to celebrate and much more to grieve. Because of the horrible way of dying, a way that was never used to execute any Roman citizens. On the contrary, this was reserved exclusively for those people in the lower classes. The cross was used for two reasons: humiliation and curse. And because of the curse, they didn't want people to stand in the ground. It was also hung high so that everyone could witness the criminal death. When his chest muscle squeezed against his lung, preventing him from breathing. So I ask myself on this day, do we observe today everything unpleasant that brought Jesus to the cross? Like the Pharisees and teachers of the law plot against Jesus? As depressing this question may sound, the answer for this question is no. There is much more about the Messiah's crucifixion than just this harsh question. In the crucifixion, we can witness how Jesus understands our sufferings, anguish, and our agonies. Although this suffering causes us to have so many questions, and the answers for those questions are found on the cross. As a community, we have experienced grief. And regardless of how deep the grief has been, there is resurrection on the other side of the grief. What Jesus' death reminds us of is that there is still hope, that every one of us will be resurrected from death and brought to eternal life, that the kingdom of God began on the cross, and no matter how helpless we feel, there is hope. When we talk about the cross and the crucifixion, I am inspired by our thought that San Augustine said about it. He said, in quote, "When Jesus exclaimed, 'It is finished,' and lowered his head, giving up his spirit, He showed that his death was the outcome of freedom, not the evil intent of those who have planned to crucify him. According to St. Augustine, Jesus gave his spirit in a humble manner, bending his head. This gesture of death and inclination reflect all of his power and the freedom of our sins. The scripture is broad and multifaceted. It is like a beautiful germ that can be seen from many angles, and it can teach us different parts of our life where we need to die so we can rise. In this Holy Friday, Good Friday, what we need to let die in our lives. We might need to let pride die, or the arrogance, or the selfishness, so that Christ can love each other without barriers or condition and bring that up in our lives. Love requires sacrifice, and we see this on the cross, where the greatest sacrifice was made so that we can all love one another despite our differences. On this Good Friday, let us reflect on what part of our life we need to let die so that we can be resurrected with Christ too. In this Good Friday, the good thing about it is that there is hope. In this moment of quietness, introspection, and waiting, the good thing, it is the hope that is coming. Amen.